Do you ever wonder why some people thrive while working from home while others struggle to find the right opportunity? Do you feel like your work from home experience could be more fulfilling if it aligned with your unique skills, strengths, passions, and personality? Over the last three episodes, we talked about your skills, your strengths, and your passions. Today, we're going to talk about your work from home personality. Before we get started, I want to tell you the next chapter in my work from home journey. In chapter one, I told you about Chinese tutoring. In chapter two, I told you about my Cattle Upon a Hill blog. Today, I want to tell you about my Ditch the Grocery Store website. Ditch the Grocery Store was my second attempt at a website. This website was based off a Facebook group that I had started based on a local food overstock service where you could go purchase inexpensive food that was overstocked from different companies. It's a really fun service. So I decided to build a Facebook group around that because sometimes you would get some really unique items that you didn't know how to use. I grew this Facebook group to over 5,000 members. And since I had the skill to build the website and write the blog, I thought my audience would purchase digital products such as meal plans, cookbooks, online self-sufficiency classes. I created digital products and an online course, but unfortunately, they were not interested in those products. They were just interested in saving money on food. It was fine, though, because cooking is definitely not one of my passions. However, I do love to teach, and I learned so much from building that website, the online course, and realized that I am a digital Deborah. But I needed to pivot to a passion of mine in order to use my skills and strengths. You are probably wondering, who in the world is Digital Deborah? Stay tuned, and I will explain. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. We have been discussing the ingredients to an enjoyable work from home job tailored just for you. In episode one, we talked about your work from home skills that you already have from your motherhood journey. In episode two, we learned how to uncover your strengths. In episode three, we discussed the tools to narrow down your passions to use in your work from home endeavors. And today, we're delving into the fascinating topic of your unique work from home personality. You are going to learn about five different personality types and what type of work from home opportunity is best for these personality types, and the advantages and disadvantages for each work from home type. But before we dive in, have you ever wondered what kind of work from home personality you are? Well, I've got just the thing for you, the work from home personality quiz. You can find the link in the show notes. In this episode, we're going to explore the different personalities revealed from the quiz and how understanding your personality can lead you to a more fulfilling work-from-home experience. Let's start with the quiz itself. It is a set of carefully crafted questions that aim to uncover your preferences, strengths, and values in a work-from-home setting. The five personality types are Remote Rebecca, Digital Deborah, Crafty Chloe, Service Sarah, and Freelance Felicity. You may be a combination of a few of these, but there is one that will dominate your personality. Why is this quiz so valuable? Well, your work from home personality influences various aspects of your professional life, from the type of tasks you enjoy to the work environment that brings out your best. Knowing your personality can guide you towards opportunities that align with who you are. Let's talk about each personality. The first personality is Remote Rebecca. You'll have to excuse me, I love alliteration. That's why I named these the way that I did. If you're a Remote Rebecca, you are someone who has a natural talent for thriving in a structured environment. You excel with clear tasks and a preference for stability of remote work jobs with established companies. Your personality traits may include being very disciplined, self-motivated, and organized. In your work style, you thrive in a structured environment. You can manage your time effectively without direct supervision. Some examples of remote positions would be a project manager, software developer, digital marketer, and most likely these are with an established company. Now let's talk about the advantages and disadvantages of remote work. The advantages of remote work with an established company are, of course, a steady income, benefits, and job security. Also, you have access to resources. Remote employees may have access to resources, tools, and technologies of the established company that enhance your work from home capabilities. Established companies typically offer you paid for career growth and professional development. Also, team collaboration. With the explosion of remote work, remote employees can collaborate with diverse teams, fostering a sense of belonging and benefiting from collective experience. Now, here are some disadvantages of having a remote job with an established company. Remote jobs are becoming more difficult to secure. Since the great return to work after COVID, many people are accustomed to working from home and don't want to return to the office. Therefore, finding a remote job has become more competitive. Number two, you have limited flexibility. Some established companies have rigid remote work policies, limiting flexibility in terms of working hours and locations. Communication. Remote jobs can lead to communication challenges, especially if the company lacks an effective virtual communication tool and practices. Corporate bureaucracy. Established companies may have bureaucratic structures that can slow down decision-making processes impacting remote workers. Limited autonomy. Remote workers may experience a lack of autonomy in an established company because of the strict policies and procedures that impact your work independence. Also, usually when you have a job like this, you are trading your time for money. One of the things about working from home is you want to be able to establish income streams that work while you're sleeping. You don't want to have to trade your time for money. But with a corporate job, most likely you are. Okay, let's talk about the second type of work from home personality, which is Digital Deborah. A Digital Deborah is a digital content creator. Some personality traits would be someone who is creative, adaptable, and tech savvy. In your work style, you are someone who enjoys expressing your ideas visually or through content creation, and you embrace new digital tools and platforms. Some examples of a digital content creator jobs are people who teach online courses, run membership sites, write blogs, or are social media influencers. Some advantages of being a digital content creator are you have the opportunity to express your creativity and ideas through various digital mediums, such as podcasts, videos, and written content. Being a content creator is very adaptable. The digital nature of the work allows content creators to adapt quickly to changing trends, technologies, and audience preferences. Global reach. Content can be shared globally, providing creators with a chance to reach a diverse and widespread audience. Portfolio building. Content creators can build a robust portfolio showcasing their work, which can be instrumental in attracting new clients, collaboration, and job opportunities. Monetization. Now, you've all heard it before about content creators who are making six figures while they sleep. Although that takes many years of work, there is the monetization opportunity. Digital content creators have various avenues of monetization, including ad revenue, sponsorship, affiliate marketing, and selling digital products. Here are some disadvantages to being a content creator or a Digital Deborah. This field of content creation is highly competitive, requiring creators to constantly be innovating and standing out in a crowded space. Platform dependency. Relying on digital platforms means content creators are subject to changes in algorithms, policies, and potential shift in audience engagement. There's also a burnout risk, and this is something I've experienced myself. The pressure to consistently produce engaging content can lead to burnout, especially if you're faced with tight deadlines, demanding schedules, and also personally, if you put content out there and it's crickets. You don't get any feedback. Another disadvantage is income variability. Income as a digital content creator can vary depending on factors such as audience size, monetization methods, and market fluctuations. Another disadvantage, but I see this also as an advantage, is continuous learning. If you're a lifelong learner like me, This is an advantage. However, staying relevant in the digital landscape requires continuous learning about emerging trends, tools, technologies, which can be time-consuming and expensive. While being a digital Debra offers exciting opportunities for creativity and innovation, it also comes with challenges relating to competition, platform dynamics, and demand for ongoing learning and adaptation. Okay, number three is the Creative Chloe. Creative Chloe is someone who creates and sells digital or physical products. This personality includes someone who is creative, independent, and entrepreneurial. In your work style, you value artistic freedom and you're comfortable with self-promotion. You may or may not have a business-oriented mindset. Some example of work-from-home opportunities include selling your handmade or digital art through an Etsy shop, print-on-demand, or personal website. You could sell things like apparel, home decor, accessories. You could also become a digital illustrator for ebooks or games, graphic designer who creates visually appealing content such as templates to sell. Here are some advantages to this work from home opportunity. You have the freedom to express your creativity without constraints, and you can explore different styles and themes in your work. Independence. You can operate as an independent entrepreneur, managing your brand, marketing, and business strategy on your own terms. A global reach. Selling online allows artists to reach a global audience, expanding your market beyond local boundaries and connecting with a diverse customer group. Diverse revenue streams. You can also diversify your revenue by selling a range of products such as prints, digital downloads, merchandise, and commissioned artwork. You also can have direct customer interaction. Artists can engage directly with their audience, receiving feedback, building a community, and establishing personal connections with your buyers. You also have a large flexibility in your work, allowing you to create in a comfortable and personalized space. You also have the fulfillment of seeing your creations appreciated, shared, and earning you money, making a positive impact in the lives of those who resonate with your art. But here are the disadvantages of becoming a creative Chloe. Income variability. Income can be unpredictable with fluctuations depending on market trends, seasons, or popularity of specific artistic styles. Business management challenges. Artists face the challenge of managing a business, including marketing, financing, and logistics. Oftentimes, someone who is very artistic does not have business-minded skills. Market saturation. Certain art markets may be saturated, making it very competitive for artists to stand out and gain visibility among a sea of creators. Isolation. Working from home can lead to feelings of isolation. Artists may miss the collaborative and social aspects found in a traditional art studio setting. Also, self-promotion. Most artists just like to do their artwork. However, if you're wanting to sell online, you have to engage in self-promotion to build your brand, which can be challenging for those who prefer to create rather than market. Despite the challenges, many artists find advantages of the independence, creative expression, and global reach to be compelling reasons to pursue a career in selling digital or physical products. Okay, the fourth work-from-home personality is the freelance Felicity. A freelancer is an independent professional who offers services or expertise in a specific field. Some of your traits include being flexible, being resourceful, and being a good communicator. Your work style, you adapt to different tasks, comfortable working with various clients. You have strong communication and organizational skills. Some work-from-home opportunities would include writing and content creation for other people, including blogging, copywriting, content writing, technical writing, and ghostwriting. Another opportunity would be graphic design, logo design, video editing, podcast editing. You could also be a digital marketer. You could manage someone's social media, perform search engine optimization for people, email marketing, pay-per-click advertising, and content marketing. A growing area of freelancing is virtual assistants, where you provide admin support, data entry, customer service, travel arrangements, and appointment scheduling. Here are some advantages to freelancing. Flexibility. Freelancers have the flexibility to set their own working hours and to choose their own projects. You can work from any location, providing a better work-life balance. Autonomy. Freelancers have control over their work, decision-making, and the clients that they choose to work with. The income potential. There is a potential for high income, especially with experience and expertise. Here are some disadvantages to freelancing. There is a lack of consistent paychecks leading to financial instability during lean periods. Self-employment. You have to manage your own taxes, insurance, and other administrative tasks that can be complex. Client dependence. You're relying on your client relationships with the potential for projects to end abruptly. Market competition. There is a high competition in freelance marketing, making it crucial to stand out. Client communication challenges. Effective communication can be challenging, especially when you're working remotely. Okay, finally, the fifth and final work from home personality is the service Sarah. Now, this one is somewhat unique because it can be a close to home rather than a work from home opportunity. Personality traits include being reliable, personable, and detail-oriented. Your work style is that you thrive on client interaction, pay attention to detail in service delivery, and value-building relationships. Some examples of a service Sarah would be jobs like babysitting, cleaning and organizing consultant, elderly companion, pet sitter, lawn service, basically any sort of service that you can offer in your local area. Here are the advantages. You could have flexible hours depending on the agreed upon schedule. It is quick money. Service jobs offer face-to-face human interaction. If you are someone who thrives on being with someone face-to-face, service jobs are for you. Autonomous business opportunity. You can start an independent cleaning service or babysitting service where you have control over the work that you do and the schedule that you keep. Another advantage is people are always going to need these services. Here are the disadvantages. Variable income. Income may vary depending on the number of hours worked and the frequency of the job. You're dependent on clients. Reliance on clients for consistent work and referrals. Weather dependency. Work may be affected by adverse weather conditions. These advantages and disadvantages provide insight to the diverse nature of service jobs, highlighting the potential rewards and challenges associated with each. The flexibility and personal interaction and autonomy are key advantages, while income variability and physical demands pose challenges. Okay, that was a lot of information. I recommend that you head over and take the quiz and see if you got the results you thought you would. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. When you take the quiz, you will see what your work from home personality is. So until next time, stay inspired, stay focused, and keep pursuing your dreams. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.